Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Sue Vanderlinden from Hornell, New York. She was recently honored in her community for doing what she does best, giving back. When I say the Sue Vanderlinden Community Food Cupboard, what do you think about?
It's an honor. You know, I didn't expect it and stuff like that, but I support it all the way and stuff like that. It's just, it is an honor to be recognized and stuff like that, too.
So I understand that you are a 70-year member of the First Baptist Church of Hornell?
Well, 70 years that I've been going there. I started at 2 years of age, and then I was baptized when I was 11, so It's been like that many years since I've been a member of the church.
Yeah, that's the only church you've known, though, for your entire life.
Yes.
Yeah.
All my life, yes.
So we hear the word service, we hear the word volunteering. You think of those words, and you talk to folks in that community, your name comes to mind. When you think of the word service and giving back, what does that mean to you?
It's a calling that I think that God has given me. I just feel that it's always been my way to help others out or do what I need to do to support, like, the church or the community and stuff like that.
Well, talk to us about the food pantry there at the First Baptist Church and just the impact that it's had on the Hornell community.
Well, right now, I mean, we've only been going for a few months, but every day we check it and stuff like that, and stuff's being taken and stuff, and that with COVID and everything and the low incomes and stuff like that around, it's needed. You know, there's not too many other food banks or anything like that that's going on. We had a gentleman from the church, he built the cupboard and stuff, and we just start putting food and stuff like that.
So the cupboard never closes, as does hunger. I mean, hunger never takes the time off. So this cupboard is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's really cool how it's stocked and how it's run. Can you share with us the logistics of that, Sue?
We just keep stocking up. People in the church, you know, have donated. We've had people outside the church have donated to the food and stuff like that. On the sign it says, take what you need and give what you can do.
Yeah.
So people, anybody can give to it.
Yeah, it's amazing when you put the call out there for people to step up. More times than not, they do it. And a lot of people are hurting financially because of this pandemic, but it's neat to see that generosity when people, they could take everything if they wanted to, but they don't. And not only do they not take, they give.
Right, yep. It doesn't take much when you go to the grocery store or whatever, pick up an extra can of food or an extra box of something, cereal, you know, and that's what's needed.
How's it make you feel to know that years, decades from now, when people stop by this pantry, they're going to see your name on it?
Like I said, it's an honor, and it just makes me feel good. You know, you put a spark in somebody's mind that God loves you and other people love you too.
That's Sue Vanderlinden from Hornell, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.